Friends, 700 years before Christ, at a dark and gloomy time similar to ours, the prophet Isaiah exhorted the remnant of the Israelites in Judah to be comforted by the divine plan arranged for them. They were reminded of their calling to bear witness to the Lord's light and bring glory to His name among the nations. To restore them to their divine mission of being light to the nations, the divine plan involved the military defeat and exile of their nation. Their experience of gloom and defeat was to bring deliverance to the whole earth and all peoples from the greatest darkness of separation from the Lord. Isaiah's message of hope and deliverance is clearly for the blessing of all nations. It says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Friends, this reminds us of the original calling of Abram the Hebrew. He was promised a great nation located in a specific land for the ultimate purpose of bringing divine blessing to all families of the earth. Abram himself was called to recognize that objective. It required his name to be changed by God to Abraham, meaning the father of a multitude of nations. The Lord said to him, "No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations." So the nation God promised to Abraham was to receive the Lord's light and declare it to all nations. After Abraham's obedience to the command to offer up as a sacrifice Isaac, his promised miraculously born son, he was given another promise. He was promised the coming of a very special descendant to bring blessing to all people. He was told, "In your offspring shall all nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So the prophet Isaiah spoke of the dawn of a much, much larger nation after the gloomy defeat and exile of the remnant of King David's kingdom. Isaiah understood that the divine plan brings blessing to all peoples. With excitement, he praised the Lord, saying, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest." Friends, the gospel speaks of the fulfillment of the coming of this light. Jesus, the promised offspring of Abraham, spoke of himself as this light. He boldly announced, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In the same way, the ancient Israelites were called to bear witness to God's glory and light to all nations, those who follow the promised Messiah, Jesus, the light of the world, are delivered from darkness. As a result, they are to live as light in this darkened world of corruption, hatred, division, injustices, and violence. This is Jesus' message to his true followers in all nations. You are the light of the world. Hallelujah.